Children, today is the feast day of St. Gabriel the Archangel, and you see a picture of him there. Well, there's a picture on the altar, but there's a picture right there that you can look at of St. Gabriel coming, doing his most important job in life, coming to the Blessed Virgin Mary to say, "You have been chosen to be the Mother of God." That's the first joyful mystery, and we call that the Annunciation, because he announced to her her great destiny, that our Lord preserved her without sin, full of grace, to be God's mother. In the Lenten Gospel today, which is one of those Gospels that's very long that we have during Lent each year as we get ready for Holy Week with its very long Masses, in the Lenten Gospel today, our Lord says to the Samaritan woman, her name was Photina, he said, "Thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast now is not thy husband." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. So we have rather a long Mass today, children, so we should probably have a short sermon, but I have a number for you, and it's a low number. It's only five. That's what we're thinking about today, five. Today is the feast day of, also, the five wounds of our Lord. And you can count them if you look at Jesus on the cross. This is how you can count the wounds. So in our Lord's right hand, and then the second one is on our Lord's head. And I'll tell you why that isn't in a moment, but that's his head, because the head is the most important part of the body. And what wounded our Lord's head? The big crown of thorns, so sharp and painful. And then our Lord's left hand, that's three. And then our Lord's feet are crossed over each other, and only one nail was used to nail him to the cross, and that would be four. And what's the fifth one? It's the wound in our Lord's side when Longinus, that's the centurion, opened our Lord's side with the spear. Five. And then we go from five to five. That is to say, today, there's a woman at the well, and she's sort of, she believes a little bit in God, but she also believes in pagan gods, and she's called a Samaritan because that was a part of the Holy Land where the Jews intermarried with the pagans, and they worshiped, the Bible tells us, five different pagan gods. There's five again. And this was for our Lord a terrible wound in his soul, that his own people, the Jews, were not faithful to him, but especially by means of bad marriages, had fallen away. Well, the gospel takes place on a Friday, that's important, and it's noon, 12 o'clock noon, and our Lord is sitting on Jacob's well, and he's tired and he's thirsty. And we remember, 3 weeks from today, it will be Good Friday. And our Lord, who is the living well, because from him comes grace, which is symbolized by water, our Lord is thirsty for our souls. And so a Samaritan woman comes, and although they weren't really supposed to ever speak to them, because the Jews were supposed to keep apart from people that weren't holy, he speaks to her, and she's very surprised. And he says to her, "Woman, give me something to drink. Give me some water." And she says, "Well, you're a Jew. You're not supposed to be talking to Samaritans." And that's how the most interesting gospel that we have today, rather long, and I feel sorry for the little ones, you can't read the story, but if you're older and you've thought to bring your missal with you, you can read the whole story. That's how the story starts. And then after they get talking a while, and of course, as people will, they get talking about religion and where you should go to church or where you shouldn't go to church and things like that. Then our Lord finally says to her, "Well, call your husband." And then she says, "Well, I don't have a husband." And then our Lord says, "Well, that's the truth. You've had five husbands, and now you're on number six, and he's certainly not your husband." That's a symbolism, because sometimes one thing in the Bible stands for something else. So the woman's husband, that stands for your understanding. Because St. Paul says the husband is supposed to be the head of the wife, and Christ is the head over all, and your understanding or your intellect, the way you can think about things in your head, remember the head again, that's supposed to rule you. But for most people, it doesn't. What rules? The five senses. There's the five again. If you were just a baby, or you didn't have your mind, or if you're a pagan and you don't care, the only thing that matters in life is the five senses. That is to say, what you hear, what you see, what you smell, what you taste, or what you touch. And if you want to do something, if you're hungry or you're thirsty, or you want to look at something that you shouldn't look at, or you want to say or taste something you shouldn't, you just do it because, well, those are your five senses. You want to just keep your five senses, your body, happy. That, too, is a terrible wound on our Lord's soul. That's why he suffered the five wounds on the cross to make up for that. Well, back to the woman. She says, I don't have a husband. Well, indeed, because she didn't have any understanding, St. Augustine says this. She didn't have any way of figuring things out. She was all mixed up in her religion, and she just did whatever she felt like doing her whole life long. Many people live that way, but that's why Jesus died on the cross. He died for them. And even we Christians, sometimes we just follow our five senses instead of thinking things through as we ought to. And that's the reason why we have the last sacrament. What's that? Extreme unction. When you're very sick and you're in danger of dying, Father comes and he anoints you with the holy oil on your five senses, your hands and your ears and your nose and your eyelids and your lips. And sometimes you get your feet too, but that would be six. He anoints you on those five senses because very often, like the Samaritans of old, we wander off from Christ and we follow just the five senses instead of following our Lord who suffered the five wounds on the cross for us. That's what we should be thinking about today. I should have my understanding, my head, our Lord wear a crown of thorns on his head. I should have my understanding in charge of me. It shouldn't be just my feeling. It shouldn't be just if I'm hungry or I'm tired or I'm thirsty or I want to touch something I'm not supposed to. No, my understanding should rule me so that Christ may rule me. So we think today, 3 weeks from today, Friday, it will be Good Friday. And our Lord will be on the cross and he'll say seven words. And one of the seven words will be Sitio, which is Latin for I'm thirsty. So just today he's thirsty, and 3 weeks from today he will be thirsty. Only he's really thirsty for souls. And that's why you could give him a drink. If you love our Lord and you talk to him and you give him your heart and all of your sins to be forgiven, you're giving our Lord a drink because he's thirsty for your soul. Then after our Lord on Good Friday says, I'm thirsty, you know what he says next? He turns to the woman to talk to her. The woman, meaning the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's the opposite of the Samaritan woman who was all full of sin. She's most pure. She's immaculate. She has no original or actual sin. But he turns and he talks to her, and he says to her, in effect, these are all your poor children, all of the Samaritans, people of the world who don't know any better, all of those who just follow their five senses, all of those who caused the five wounds in my body. And he says to his Blessed Mother, please take care of them. And of course, she will, because she is our mother, and she still takes care of us. So if we remember our three Hail Marys, morning and night, if we remember our Lord's five holy wounds, every day, especially when we see the crucifix or say our rosary, why then I think it's going to be easy for us to remember our Lord's thirsty for my soul, and our Lord's given me his own mother to be mine. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.